thousands of protesters voicing their anger in central Lisbon. This has been a regular occurrence since Portugal asked for a bailout from the EU 2 years ago. Since then, the country has struggled to meet the agreement's stiff targets and to emerge from its economic slump. But there was some good news earlier this month when the EU extended its €78 billion loan for another 7 years. This is seen as crucial if Portugal is to avoid the threat of another rescue, which had started to look a possibility. Just a few days before the bailout extension was announced, the Constitutional Court had ruled that several spending cuts imposed by the government of Pedro Passos Coelho were unlawful and should be reversed.
Quando em outubro de 2011, nas vésperas da discussão do orçamento de Estado para 2012,
in response, the Prime Minister gave a televised address in which he said he would have to cut spending on other areas, such as health, education and social security, in order to cover the €1.3 billion shortfall created by the court's ruling. That's on top of another €4 billion in savings the government is planning over the next 3 years. With the country in its third straight year of recession and with an unemployment rate of nearly 18%, it's hardly surprising that ordinary Portuguese are sceptical about the bailout extension.
I think it's irrelevant because it's all destroyed. The economy is totally destroyed and the people are so depressed. I don't think it's very good. It does not resolve the problem. We will not be able to pay the thing. We have to face it. There's no production. There's no employment.
The economists say it's something we have to do so we can go back on the markets and to pay our debt. But you see that people are always complaining about their lives, that they don't have money for anything. The money isn't enough to pay the bills. We have to wait maybe 2 years, 3 years to see if the policies work or not.
At the Association of Portuguese Businesswomen, Teresa Botelho says the private sector is yet to see the benefits of the bailout 2 years on.
Now you cannot ask for a loan. So that is a very negative impact. If the ways we are working with the banks, they will change because of that, then we will see a benefit. But by now we don't see any benefit. In real terms for the little business or even the medium business. The market shrinked a lot. So all the companies, and especially the little business that were focused in the sales at a national level, they are suffering a lot.
With Portuguese domestic demand losing ground, companies are increasingly looking abroad for business. Rui Barbara, a fund manager at Carregosa Bank, agrees. He says the country's growth model needs to change.
I think you had a problem in terms of the model of growth in Portugal from the beginning of the 2000s. And also the government that was in power before this one had an excessive increase in debt, in public debt, in the aftermath of the crisis.
Do you think Portugal has gone too far with austerity?
It's not a question of going too far. I see it as a question of going too fast in a short time, because you cannot try to contract a very important part of the economy in 3 or 2 years without putting stress on the economy and the economy decreasing in itself. Something has to grow to compensate that.
I'm in the small town of Vila Franca de Xira, just outside Lisbon, where a protest march is taking place, and it's organised by one of the country's biggest labour unions. And like many other protests recently in Portugal, this one is against the government and against the government's policy of austerity and spending cuts. And it's calling on the government of Pedro Passos Coelho to be removed from power. This relatively small protest is expected to be dwarfed by the annual April 25th demonstration, when the Portuguese remember the so-called Carnation Revolution of 1974, which saw them peacefully overthrow the dictatorship.
April the 25th carries a lot of weight for the Portuguese. The Carnation Revolution, of course, it marked a watershed. It was an expression of freedom, an expression of breaking with the dictatorship that was keeping them down.
Barry Hatton has written a best-selling history of Portugal. He expects this year's celebrations to be particularly big.
And at the moment, of course, they can see a parallel with what's happening now, that the bailout lenders feel like a dictatorship now as well. So they feel they can throw off this yoke of the foreign creditors and the whole debt, and of course the politicians who they blame for getting them into this mess in the first place.
Grandola Vila Morena. This is Grandola Vila Morena, a folk song that was the soundtrack to the Carnation Revolution. Four decades on, it's been making a comeback, being heard at anti-austerity demonstrations around the country. And while the burden of Portugal's bailout looks likely to remain for the foreseeable future, the spirit of 1974 is very much alive.